For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The U.S. drug warriors have done it. They've gone completely out of their minds. This message from Kirk Tusaw, the campaign manager for the British Columbia Marijuana Party. Quote, last Friday, the offices of the British Columbia Marijuana Party, a registered political party in British Columbia, were caught up in a DEA-instigated raid. The raid is a dramatic example of the loss of Canadian sovereignty to the U.S. drug war. The focus of the U.S. drug war is marijuana. With over 750,000 annual possession charges laid and draconian penalties for possession, cultivation, and sales of the plant. Until today, Canada took a different approach. Unfortunately, the Canadian government appears to have abdicated its sovereignty to the United States. Most Canadians, and indeed most Americans, do not agree with the war on marijuana users. It is a dark day when Canadian municipal police officers are called upon to do the bidding of U.S. masters. This raid served as a call to arms. Canada is losing the ability to independently create its drug policy. Despite reams of scientific and empirical evidence that prohibition is more dangerous than a regulated approach to cannabis distribution, the battle for freedom, equality, and tolerance must be fought and won. We must not allow our Canadian way of life to be subjected to the whim of the U.S. White House and its repressive policies. The British Columbian Marijuana Party will continue to fight for the freedom of the cannabis community, both in Canada and abroad. End quote. The message from Mr. Tusaw was in regards to a police raid on a seed store run by the BC Marijuana Party at the request of U.S. authorities in Seattle. This was in connection with a raid where Greg Williams, also known as Marijuana Man, was arrested at the store. Michelle Rainey arrested at her Vancouver home, and high-profile Marijuana Party leader Mark Emery was picked up in Nova Scotia while attending HempFest 2005. Seattle DEA Special Agent Rod Benson said that Emery displayed an, quote, overwhelming arrogance and abuse of the rule of law, end quote. For the crime of selling marijuana seeds, the U.S. wants to extradite Mark Emery and try him as a drug kingpin like Pablo Escobar or Manuel Noriega. If the three are extradited to the U.S., they will stand trial on charges for which they can receive 10 years to life in prison. To learn more, please visit the website cannabisculture.com. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.